刚才读圣经的时候，大家能翻得到圣经吗？是不是找来找去找不到？
Was it hard to find?
因为我们太少翻圣经了。
Because we don't read the Bible enough.
所以呢，这个礼拜开始，大家看见了哈，我们有经文不再打出来了，大家拿着圣经来找。
So from this week onwards, as you can tell, we're no longer going to print out the Bible verses. We're going to use Bibles.
但我建议，如果你自己有圣经的话，应该带上自己的圣经。
So I encourage you, if you have your own Bibles, to bring it along.
那你自己拿着自己的圣经的时候，当听到或者是自己有什么感想的时候，就可以马上记下或者抄在圣经上面，下次就会记得。
So if you have your own Bible and you're listening to the sermon, you can take your own notes in the Bible.
那这个礼拜开始呢，我们开始一个新的讲道的系列。
So from this week onwards, we're going to begin a new series of sermons.
叫马拉基书。
It's Malachi.
有多少人听过马拉基书呢？
How many of you have actually heard of this book?
不是太多好像，是不是？
Not too many, have you?
所以也不知道它在哪里。
So you might not even know where it is.
马拉基书是旧约的最后的一卷书。
Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament.
我们知道新约一开始就是马太福音。
And we know that the first book of the New Testament is Matthew's.
前一卷就是马拉基书了。
So the one before that is Malachi.
他马拉基书所记载的这个年代呢，应该是在尼希米记那个时候那个年代同时期。
So the age period that Malachi was written in was during the time of Nehemiah.
那如果你连尼希米记也不知道是在什么地方的话呢？
So if you don't know where Nehemiah is,
那你就应该从今天开始每天读圣经了。
Then you better start reading your Bible every day.
在那个年代，神透过马拉基向以色列人来讲话。
So at that time period, God used Malachi to talk to the Israelites.
所以你想明白马拉基书里面讲的什么东西的话呢，你应该同时一起读尼希米记或者是以斯拉记这三卷书一起读，你就更了解当中讲的是什么。
So if you want to get to know what the actual book is talking about and the background to it, then I encourage you to actually read Nehemiah and Ezra too.
首先我们先大概了解一下当时以色列的社会情况是怎样的。
So let's get to know a bit more about what the cultural situation was with the Israelites.
我先问问大家一个历史问题啊，以色列国是在什么时候立国的？
When was Israel the nation formed?
1000年前？
1000 years ago?
2000年前？
2000 years ago?
还是3000年前？
3000 years ago?
多少？
When?
没有人知道。
No one.
会不会是4000年前呢？
Could it be 4000 years ago?
有人知道吗？
Does anyone know?
应该是在公元前的1000年，就是离开现在差不多3000年。
It should be around 1000 BC, so which is 3000 years ago.
在公元前的1000年，神因着他自己的应许。帮以色列人立了国。
So about 1000 BC, according to God's plan, Israel was formed.
不是说三千年前就没有以色列人，是之前有以色列这个民族，但是他们没有国家。
So it wasn't that there was no Israel before that, but they were just a tribe before, but 3000 years ago they became a nation.
在那个时候，他们开始有了自己的皇帝。
And they had their own king.
但后来呢，这个王国开始分裂啊，自己打自己，就变成了两个国家，犹大国和以色列国两个国家。
But then after they were formed, there was internal conflict, and they split into two nations called Judah and Israel.
当你读旧约圣经的时候，你就会发现哈，以色列人在这个历史过程当中呢，他们不断的背叛神，叛逆神。
And if you look at the Israelites' history, they're constantly rebelling against God.
所以呢，后来神就用外族人，就是巴比伦这个外族人来惩罚以色列人。
So because they were rebelling, God actually used outside nations like Babylon to punish them.
所以犹大国和以色列国呢，分别这两个国家都是以色列人，在公元前的722年和566年，两个国家都亡国了。
So, because they were punished in 722 BC and 566 BC, both of those countries were destroyed.
在那个时候亡国的时候呢，所罗门建的那个很漂亮很漂亮的圣殿和那个当时的耶路撒冷城的城墙，一切都被毁灭了。
And when those nations were destroyed, the beautiful temples that Solomon built and the city walls, they were all destroyed.
而那些以色列人呢，大部分除了那些最低贱的人之外，全部都被抓到巴比伦去生活。
And most of the Israelites were captured to live in Babylon.
以色列完全亡国，而且不能在自己的地上生活。
And so they were completely destroyed and weren't even allowed to live in their own country.
但是后来呢，这个波斯帝国，我们有听过波斯帝国，它又强大了。
But afterwards, the country called Persia, they became really powerful.
波斯打败了巴比伦，成为那个地区新的统治者。
And Persia defeated Babylon and became the new ruler.
那他们又成为了以色列人新的主人。
So they became the new rulers of the Israelites.
啊，在那个时候呢，神啊的时间到了，他就感动当时的波斯王叫古列，放以色列人回去耶路撒冷。
So when God's time actually came.He persuaded the Persian king called Cyrus to let the Israelites go.
所以呢，在公元前的536年开始了，以色列人就分三次啊，开始从其他地方回到耶路撒冷这个城。
So from 536 BC, the Israelites began to go back to Jerusalem, like in three separate times.
那他们分三次回去呢，都是有原因的。因为第一次他们回去的原因，就是那一批人想回去重建圣殿，可以敬拜神。
And there was a reason that why they went back three separate times. The first time was because they wanted to rebuild the temple.
但是呢，当时的人因为和外族人一起生活的时间太长了，开始跟外族人通婚啊、结婚啊、拜偶像的事情非常的普遍。
But because they were living in Babylon for so long and they'd intermarried with the locals, so their customs had changed.
所以呢，到第二次回归的时候呢，是以以斯拉为代表，他们再次回去的目的是要重建，不单是圣殿了，而是重建信仰和重建敬拜的生活。
So the second time that they went back was they wanted to rebuild their faith and lives of worship.
而第三次的回归的行动呢，是以尼希米为代表了。那时候回去的目的是要建城墙。
And the third time they went back was with Nehemiah as the representative, and the third aim was to rebuild the city walls.
在马拉基，我们开始要看这一卷书的这个时代呢，应该是在以色列人已经回去到了耶路撒冷之后的70年左右。
So the book Malachi was probably set around 70 years after the return of Israel to Jerusalem.
也就是说，在这个时代，以色列人回去70年，那个时候，他们的圣殿啊、城墙啊，所有的东西都已经建好了。
So by the time Malachi had come around, all the temples and walls had already been built.
人们也已经有了敬拜的生活。
So, and people had lives of worship already.
而且那时候呢，在波斯的统治之下，波斯是一个非常强大的国家，在政治上面非常的稳定，没有什么战争。
So, and they were being ruled by Persia, which was a very stable country, and they weren't affected by any wars.
以色列人可以是生活在一个相对比较稳定，虽然是外族人统治，但是没有什么战争的一个年代。
So it can be said that although they were ruled by an outside nation, but their lives and they were very stable and they lived in a very stable society.
神却在这个时候主动地向以色列人说话。
And it was at this time that God decided to speak to the Israelites.
为什么呢？
Why was this?
其实我们可以从马拉基书的他的写作的方法就可以看到为什么神要向以色列人说话。
So from the way that Malachi was actually written, we can see what God wanted to say to the Israelites.
那我们慢慢看下去之后，你会发现哦，马拉基书是神和以色列人之间的对话或者是辩论这样的方法写成的。
Malachi is actually a dialogue between God and the Israelites.
可以分为六个段落，六个对话。
And it can be separated into six conversations or dialogues.
这也是我们接着要讲的六次的讲道。
So those six dialogues will be our next six sermon topics.
每一次的对话呢，都是神先发言，先讲话。
And every dialogue was actually initiated by God.
接着呢，以色列人的回应就是我不同意神所讲的。
But the reply of the Israelites was, I do not agree with what you're saying, God.
今天我们看的第一个对话就是在第一章的一到五节。
So the first one is chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
马拉基那一开始第一节里面讲到以下是耶和华借马拉基对以色列人宣判的话。
So at the start of chapter 1, it was announced that God spoke out to the Israelites first.
马拉基这个名字可能不一定是人的名字。
So the name Malachi might not actually have been a person's name.
因为马拉基本身的翻译就是神的使者。
Because the translation of Malachi means the messenger of God.
那所以马拉基可能是一个人的名字，或者就是耶和华借着神的使者向以色列宣判。
Because the translation,
the messengers. Messengers.
Oh yeah. Okay. So it probably means the translation means the messenger of God.
那不管这个马拉基是一个人或者只是一个代名词，那其实都不影响整卷书的内容，因为它都是神所默示的。
No matter whether Malachi is a person's name or another title for a prophet, it does not affect the contents of Malachi, which is what God was implying.
在第二节，神说：“我曾爱你们。”
Verse 2, God said, "I have loved you."
你一读这句话，你就发现这是一个很明显的道理嘛，神爱我们，很明显的。
So when you read this, it'spretty clear that God does love us.
神不是在新约耶稣来了之后才爱人的。
God didn't actually love people after the New Testament.
从神创造这个世界开始，人就在他所创造的万物当中被分别出来，是特别的，给予特别的恩典的。
So from the creation of the world, humans were picked from thousands of creatures and given a unique grace.
而以色列人呢，又是在万国当中万族当中被拣选的一个特别的民族，所以他们又在特别当中又有特别的恩典。
And the Israelites, the nation, were chosen from tens of thousands of nations and given a unique race.
所以，如果神这样的说，我曾爱你们，应该怎么回答呢？
So if God said, "I have loved you," how should you actually reply?
我们不是很应该说哦，是啊，感谢主啊。
Shouldn't we just be like, "Oh, thank you, God"?
以色列人认识这一位神的，因为神曾向他们的祖先启示过。
The Israelites know this God because God once enlightened their ancestors.
而且他们又一向都是过着敬拜神的生活。
And they've always lived lives that worshipped God.
但神说他爱以色列人的时候，为什么以色列人却不认同这样的说法呢？
But when God said he loved the Israelites, Israelites did not agree with God. And why was that?
神说我曾爱你们，以色列人却说你怎么爱我们了？你哪有爱我们呢？
God said, "I have loved you," but then the Israelites said, "How have you loved us?"
为什么以色列人对神的爱有不同的看法呢？
Why did the Israelites have a different opinion of God's love?
为什么他们对这一位他们一直都在敬拜的，他们从来没有停止过去敬拜那位神，却又不满这一位神呢？
Why were they so dissatisfied with the God that they had been worshipping with their lives?
我想首先我们要了解他们不满的原因是什么。
I think we need to firstly understand the source of their dissatisfaction.
第一个, 他们不满的原因呢, 可能是因为他们, 自己的民族性啊, 受到了一些的, 污点。
So the first reason was probably to do with the, their nation.
他们的圣殿虽然已经重建了, 但是 重建之后的规模啊，或者它的美丽的状况，和以前所罗门时代最繁华的时代所建造的那一个完全不能够相比。So
although they'd rebuilt the temple, but when they compare it to the one that Solomon built, it was like nowhere near as grand and magnificent.
以前大卫王朝是如何的强大的，啊，圣洁的敬拜是如何的那种的辉煌。
So during the age of David, worship was so powerful and holy and grand.
但是和今天这样的相比的话，实在相差的太远了。But
then compared to now, it was so different, so little.
他们感觉到自己整个民族正在走下坡。They
felt that the entire nation was in decline.
神怎么还说他爱以色列人呢?
So how can God still say he loves the Israelites?
神如果是爱以色列人的话, 就应该使以色列强大, 就是应该使到大卫的王朝继续的延续下去啊。
So if God truly did love the Israelites, then he would make them powerful again and continue the age of David.
但是现在国家已经亡国了。
But the nation had died now.
虽然现在可以回到自己的故乡生活，但是还是受着波斯的外族人统治着。Although
they could go to their hometown again and live there, but they were still ruled by Persia, like the outside nation.
一个没有国家的民族，神，你怎么可以说你在爱我们呢？
So they were thinking, how can God say He loves us when such a nation is ruling over us?
第二个理由, 可能是个人性的。
The second reason is an individual one.
特别是在财务上, 就像今天我们, 遇到很多人的金融危机这种情况一样。
Especially in terms of finances, like our financial crisis we have.
每次出现金融危机的时候, 都有很多人去埋怨神的。
Every time a financial crisis happens, people start blaming God.
在当时耶路撒冷的以色列人情况也是这样。So
the situation for the Israelites in Jerusalem were similar to that.
以色列人已经被抓到巴比伦和波斯帝国，生活了好几十年。The
Israelites had been captured to Babylon for decades.
好几十年，很多人都已经在当地落地生根，与当地的人结婚。
So they've been there for decades, so many people had already rooted themselves into the local lives and even married locals.
有很多人在当地已经是事业有成了。So
some people even had successful businesses.
就像我们华人来了澳洲几十年，已经很多人都建立了家庭，样样都很好，不愿意再回去了。
So just like us Chinese people, when we come to Australia and we've been here for decades, we live very comfortably and we don't even want to go back.
当时也是这样，生活很好的人都不愿意回耶路撒冷。So
it was like that back then, when the people who lived very comfortably, they didn't want to go back.
而回去的人呢，要面对着很多的挑战。And
the people that did go back faced many challenges.
当你回去读以斯拉记和 尼希米记的时候呢，你就会发现，当在耶路撒冷那些住着的人呐，看到这一些犹太人又回来的时候，是非常的痛恨他们。So
when you read Ezra and Nehemiah, you'll find that the people that had already been living in Jerusalem, when they saw the people returning, they really hated them.
就像这些人搬走了，现在又回来争地盘了一样。
So it's like they left and now they're returning and they're going to fight over our land.
So they
had many challenges.
尼希米记记载着他们在重建城墙的时候啊，他们要怎么样做呢？
So Nehemiah recorded that when they were rebuilding the city walls,
他们呢是只能一半的人在那里工作建城墙，另外一半的人呢 要看守着他们的财物，怕别人来偷、来抢、来破坏他们的建筑的计划。
So only half of the people could work, and the other half had to protect their resources.
我们从此可以看到当时重建的情况是多么的困难。
So from that, we can actually see how difficult it was to rebuild the walls.
当然，有些爱神的人很愿意的去做这些的工作，但是呢，又有一些有钱人呢，趁着这些的机会啊，我们说发国难财。
So some people that really loved God, wholeheartedly wanted to work, but some of the more rich people, they wanted to leap at this opportunity when the country was poor and earn lots of money from that.
他们借钱给那些穷人赚取那些的利息。
So what they did was they loaned lots of money to the poor and earned a lot of interest from that.
而当时回归的犹太人，他们为了重建这一个城市，经济非常的困难。
So lots of people, in order to rebuild the walls, they were in a lot of financial difficulty.
有些人甚至要借钱来交税。
Some people even needed to borrow money to pay off tax.
所以当神向以色列人说，我曾爱你们的时候，以色列人那一种不满的情绪就出来了。
So when God said to the Israelites, I have loved you,The unhappy emotions of the Israelites rose to the front.
他们说，你哪里爱过我啊？
They said, how have you loved us?
我们是爱你，我们因着爱神，所以我们回到这个国家，我们重建这个城市，我们重建圣殿。
So, and they said, it was because we loved you, God, loved this country, that we came back and we rebuilt the temple and rebuilt the walls.
但是你看，我们爱你，但是我们的生活多么的苦啊。
And they said, we love you, but look at us, our lives are so hard.
你看那些有钱的人，那些不愿意回来的人，他们的生活多好。
And they said, look at how comfortable the rich people's lives are and the ones that didn't come back.
你看那些不认识你的人，那些不敬拜你的人，他还统治着我们呢。
And they said, well, look at those people who don't even worship you, that they're actually ruling over us.
你怎么说你爱我们呢？我们有敬拜你，但是你没有爱我们。
So how then can you say you love us? We worship you, but you don't love us.
这就是以色列人的回应。
And this was the reply of the Israelites.
但是我们注意的是，其实这个对话是神先开始的。
But we need to notice that this conversation was initiated by God.
神当然知道他们的心思。
So, of course, God knows their thoughts.
所以神说，我爱你，但我不是白白的只是讲我爱你而已。
So God said, I love you, but I don't say that in vain.
但在第二节下去，神继续讲，以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各，恶以扫。我使以扫的山地荒凉，把他的产业给了旷野的豺狼。
So God goes on to say, was not Esau Jacob's brother, the Lord says?Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and I have turned his mountains into a wasteland, and left his inheritance to the desert jackals.
在这句话里面呢，我们要注意，里面那个字“爱”和“恶”这两个字，并不是我们常常平常用的，怎么样爱一个人，怎么样恨一个人这样的意思。
So you need to notice that the words love and hate in the passage are not used in the way that we normally use them, in that we hate or love like another person.
在圣经旧约里面很大的观念，这里所用的指的是拣选和不拣选的意思。
So one important note that we need to notice is that it's actually talking about being chosen and not being chosen.
是神拣选雅各，却没有拣选以扫。
It was that God chose Jacob and did not choose Esau.
以扫是以撒的长子。
Esau was the firstborn.
但是他却很轻看自己这个长子的名分。
But he treated his firstborn rights very lightly.
大家知道他用什么把自己的长子名分给卖掉了呢？
Does anyone know what he got by selling his birthrights away?
大家知道吗？有读过吗？
Anyone know?
我们昨天晚上喝的红豆汤是吧？很多人有喝。
Red bean soup.
雅各呢？雅各也不是什么好人。
But Jacob wasn't a good person either.
他趁着他的哥哥以扫在很累、很口干的时候，就拿着 一碗汤去啊，引诱他，叫他换了这一个长子的名分给他。
So he was very devious. He saw that his brother was very hungry and thirsty. So he got the bowl of soup and he tempted him to sell his birthright to him.
两个人，雅各、以扫都不是怎么好人。
The two people, Jacob and Esau, they both weren't good people.
但是神却拣选了雅各。
But God chose Jacob.
不是因为雅各好而以扫不好。
Not because Jacob was good or Esau was bad.
这里首先要表示的一点就是神有绝对的主权，他要赐福给谁就赐福给谁。
This demonstrates the point that God has absolute power over who he will bless.
当然神还有另外一个目的，为什么要拣选雅各？
Of course there was another reason why God chose Jacob.
因为耶稣将会在雅各的子孙中，以色列人民当中出现。
Because Jesus would be a descendant of Jacob and come out of the tribe of Israel.
以色列人一出生就有了这一个被拣选的福分。
So all the Israelites, as soon as they're born, they have this blessing.
因为神拣选以色列人，特别的爱他们。
Because God chose the Israelites and loved them very much.
而以色列人其实他们也知道自己是被拣选的民族。
So the Israelites knew that they were the chosen race.
但是在这个时候，他们只看见他们眼前的困难，而看不见那个被拣选就是神对人最好的祝福。
But they only saw the hardships that were in front of them, and they did not see that they were the chosen race, which was the biggest blessing God gave.To the people.
神爱以色列人，拣选他们不是说空口说的，只是讲讲而已。
God loved the Israelites and He chose them, and these were not just vain words.
神爱以色列人就表达在他只跟以色列人立约。
God loved the Israelites and this was shown when He made a covenant with them.
他没有和以扫的后代以东人立约，他没有和巴比伦人立约，他也没有和那个波斯人立约，他只跟以色列人立约。
He didn't make a covenant with the descendants of Esau, which were the Edomites or the Persians or the Babylonians. He only made a covenant with Israel.
以东人当时候他们的土地。以色列人能够看得见，已经变成了荒野之地了。
So at that time, the Israelites could actually see the land of the Edomites, which were the descendants of Esau, and that they could see that it was now just wilderness.
甚至我们今天去看神这个约的时候，仍然是有效的。
So even now we can see that God's covenant with Israel is still valid.
当时的以东人、巴比伦人、波斯人，他们的国家今天到哪里去了呢？
But where are the Edomites and the Persians and the Babylonians now?
但是以色列国今天还在。
But Israel, the nation, is still here.
在中间，以色列人曾经亡国。
Back during history, Israel, the nation, was destroyed.
但是因着神跟他们的立约，神又带领他们回到这一个地方重建圣地。
But because of God's covenant with them, He led them back to that place to rebuild.
因为神和以色列人所立的约，就是要把那个迦南美地赐给以色列人。
Because of the covenant between Israel and God, the beautiful land of Canaan was given to Israel.
所以当他们叛逆神呢，不爱神的时候，神会惩罚他们，逼他们离开。
So when Israel rebelled against God, God would punish them and then force them to leave.
但是最后因为约的缘故，神也一定会带他们回去那一个地方。
But ultimately, because of the covenant, He would lead them back to that place.
而这里这经文里面讲到第四节啊，他讲到以东人，以东人因为没有与神有约，所以就算他们继续的重建也是徒劳无功的。
So they could say that because the Edomites, they didn't have the covenant with God. So even if they did rebuild, it was all for nothing.
第四节说，他们只管重建，我却要拆毁。
And verse 4 said, they may build, but I will demolish.
马拉基书那个时代到今天已经差不多2500年。
So the book of Malachi up till now has probably been 2,500 years now.
那这个约从历史中我们去看到神永远都没有变。
But from history we can see that the covenant with God is still unchanged.
以色列人虽然在这里我们看到他重建了圣殿，但是在马拉基书的500年之后，耶路撒冷又再一次的被摧毁。
So afterwards, although they rebuilt the temple 500 years later after Malachi, Jerusalem was destroyed once again.
在公元66年呢，罗马有一个将军叫提多，他把耶路撒冷，包括他们第二次建的圣殿啊，和他们再一次建的城墙，全部又再摧毁了。
So in 66 AD, the Roman general Titus, he destroyed Jerusalem and all its walls and temples.
但是过了2000年，以色列国又再一次重建了。
But after 2000 years, Israel once again reforms.
我们不详细去讨论神如何的带领以色列人。
So we can see how God has led the Israelites.
我们要看的是神要告诉以色列人，神的爱不是体现在那一个很短暂的快乐或者享受上面的。
So we need to actually see that God's love is not expressed in short term wise.
神的爱是体现在他所立的那一个永恒的约定上面。
God's love is actually demonstrated in His eternal covenant.
虽然在马拉基的时代耶稣还没有降生，但是神在那个时候已经向他们发出预言。
Even though Jesus had not been born yet in that period, God's prophecy had already been given.
在第五节说，耶和华在以色列的境外，也必被尊为大。
In verse 5 it says, Great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel.
这也就是说，有一天神将不单单只是以色列民族独有的。
So in other words, one day God will not only be for the Israelites alone.
万国万民只要信靠他，都可以成为他的子民。
All nations and peoples, as long as they believe, they'll be able to become God's people.
其实今天我们作为基督徒，我们比马拉基时代的犹太人更有福分。
So Today, as Christians, we are even more lucky than the people of Malachi.
因为耶稣的宝血，他所立的新约已经显明了给我们知道。
Because the new covenant made with Jesus' blood has already been fulfilled and been shown to us.
神呼召我们成为他的子民，这个就是约也是爱。
So God calls us to be His people, and this is the new covenant and His love.
其实对当时的以色列人来说，他们也知道有一个永恒的约定是神与他的先祖亚伯拉罕所立的。
So the people of Israel at that time knew of the covenant made by Abraham and God under the rainbow.
但是当时的人因为他们在生活中被那些的困难压力或者是诱惑等等的原因以致到他们自己生活生命的焦点给模糊了。
But the people at that time, the focus of their lives had been muddled by life's hardships, pressures, and enticements.
他们的生命当中只看得见那一些的困难，他们再也看不见神了。
So the people could only see that the hardships in their lives, but they couldn't see God.
当人的焦点不再是神的时候，人就不能够经历神。
So when the focus of people's lives are no longer on God, people will no longer be able to experience God.
所以当神说我曾爱你们的时候，以色列人就有了这样的反应，你没有爱我们。
So when God said I love you, then the Israelites would have the reply of when have you loved us?
因为他们看不见神，他们只看见那一些的困难。
Because they couldn't see God and they could only see the hardships.
我们总结一到五节的时候，我们可以为以色列人找到两个不能经历神爱的原因。
So when we summarize verses 1 to 5, we can find two reasons why Israel could not experience God's love.
第一个就是因为他们眼前的困难太大了，他们把这种的困难担忧都放大了，以致到他们看不见神才是那一位掌管一切的神。
So the first one is that they have overemphasized the hardships and worries in front of them.And they emphasized it so much they could not see that God was the one that controlled everything.
神要祝福他们，神要把他们带回他们自己的土地。这个时候
，So when God wants to bless them and lead them back to their land,
以色列人在过程当中只看见这种回归过程的困难。
They, however, could only see the hardships they encountered along the way.
他们却看不见这种的困难，这种的回归本身就是一种的祝福。
And they did not realize that these hardships, and by going back to the land that they were promised, that this in itself was a blessing.
以致到他们的心里在埋怨神，说神不爱他们。
So because of this, they started to blame God in their hearts and saying that God does not love us.
第二个原因是他们生活在他们的年代当中、但是他们的眼光也是从他们的年代去看他们的生命。
And the second reason is that they lived in their age and through their eyes they could only see things happening at that time.
首先我们知道我们每一个人都是活在一个特定的时空当中。
So first of all we need to realize that each person lives in their own special time period.
那这种的时空会是短暂的，因为生命是短暂的。
And this time period is very short because life is short.
但是神的子民，因着我们与神有永恒的约定。
But as people of God, as because we have the eternal covenant with God.
所以我们短暂的肉体的生命呢，我们要用永恒的眼光，另一种眼光去看待这一个短暂的生命。
But so although our humanly bodies are short-lived, we need to have eternal eyes and look at things from an eternal perspective.
或者说我们要以神的角度或者基督的眼光来看这一个世界。
Or in other words, we have to look at things and look at our world from God's perspective or Jesus' perspective.
用一个永恒的眼光去解释我们身边所发生的事情。
To use an eternal perspective to analyze the things that are happening around us.
当时的以色列人，他们就是犯了这样的一个属灵的毛病，就是以一个很短浅的眼光来解释他们身边所发生的事。
So the Israelites in Malachi's age made a spiritual mistake that was they viewed the world.With the short-sighted vision of humans to analyze the events that occurred.
当他们的眼光是没有神在当中的时候，他们又怎么能看得见神，又怎么能经历神呢？
When their focus no longer has God, then how can they experience God?
我们回到今天。
So as we come back to
神如果今天问我们每一个人。你曾经经历到我吗？
So if God asks you right now, have you experienced me?
我曾经爱你们，你们有经历到吗？
I have loved you, have you experienced it?
神如果这样问你们的话，你们的答案是什么？
If God asks you that, what would your response be?
你怎么样回答呢？你从哪里经历过神呢？
How will you reply? Where have you experienced God?
我发现很多人都像马拉基时代的以色列人一样，不知道怎么去回答这个问题。
I find that many people are like the people in Malachi, and they don't know how to respond to that.
最简单的例子啊，当我们很多时候在团契啊祷告会上面，我们要分享过去的一个礼拜一段时间我们过得怎么样的时候呢？
So a simple example is that during our cell group or prayer meeting, when it comes to the time that we need to share about our lives and our weeks,
我们好像很难去想到一些有什么特别的事情是可以感恩的，可以感谢神的。
We often find it hard to think of things that we want to thank God for.
每天都过得这么差不多啊，这么平淡的，我们有什么好感谢神呢？
We live every day so blandly, and we find it hard to actually find things to thank God for.
感觉上，说不上神不爱我们，但是神好像也没特别的爱我呀。
And we feel that we know that God doesn't not love us, but we also feel that God doesn't really especially love us.
就像马拉基书的以色列人一样，生活在一个非常稳定的时代。没有什么特别要感恩的事。
So just like the people in Malachi, we live very stable lives, and we don't have anything to really thank God for.
甚至如果对比一下别人的时候，还总觉得神对他好过我对我。
And sometimes when we compare ourselves to other people, we even find that God is better to them than us.
当我们有这种情况的时候，很明显的就是我们。在我们的生活当中不能经历神。
So when we actually think like that, it's pretty obvious that we have not experienced God in our lives.
今天如果你正在这种不能经历神的爱的时候，神仍然的以他爱来呼唤着你。
So today, if you still cannot feel God's love, God will continue to use his love to call to you.
记得我们常常背的那一句经文吗？
So do you still remember the Bible verse that we recite?
约翰福音三章十六节是吧？
John 3:16.
怎么背？
How does it go?
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
这就是爱啊。
So this is love.
神爱我们最大的证明不是说我们有一个好的工作，我们有个好的家庭，我赚了很多钱，不是这些。
The biggest testament is of God's love is not that we have a good job or a good family or a good marriage or we earn lots of money.
耶稣在十字架为我们所受的苦，这才是爱的证明。
Jesus suffered on the cross for us.And that is the real testament of his love.
如果今天你不能够经历神的爱，请你再去看一看耶稣在十字架上的情况。
So if you cannot experience God's love today, I urge you once again to look at Jesus' cross.
去思想神是如何的透过十字架的爱来爱我们。
And think once again about how God loved us through the cross.